Hello, it's Monday, April the 5th, and trust you are well, and we are studying together in these daily devotionals from the prophet Isaiah, and we are in chapter 3 today, and verses 1 through 7, and Isaiah is depicting what happens to a society. And he's speaking, of course, in Jerusalem at the end of the 8th century, surrounded by the threat of Assyria, which was very, very considerable. And so the threat of war, of a torching of the city of Jerusalem. And when Jerusalem and Judah have departed from the Lord's ways. And far from Jerusalem being the model city, it is and attracting the nations of the world, as we saw in the opening verses 1 through 4 of chapter 2, the reality is something entirely different. And all of its officials and its politicians and its religious dignitaries and are departing from the way of the Lord. And Isaiah, the prophet, is warning them of an impending judgment. Interestingly, in verse 4, I will make boys their princes and infants shall rule over them. And what he's saying, of course, is that typically older folk are meant to be wiser, and in this case that isn't the case, and there is dissension and strife, and friend is set against friend, and young is set against the old, and the wretched set against the honorable, and brother set against brother. And what you see here is that when God withdraws his common grace that holds society together, what happens is that society disintegrates. And there is a very real sense in which these opening seven verses of chapter 3 is not just a depiction of Judah and Jerusalem in the 8th century BC, but it's a depiction of our own society right now. I quoted this recently in a sermon that an American newspaper reporter asked William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, what he saw as the chief dangers of the 20th century. And his reply was, religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And that was a very prophetic answer, because that's precisely, I think, where we are right now. Isaiah is a prophet, and he could very well be depicting our own state of affairs in the early part of the 21st century. Well, Isaiah chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, a disintegrating society because God has withdrawn his common grace. Well, we'll see more tomorrow, and have a wonderful day.